In this bulletin, Scott Morrison issues warnings over Turkish military action in northeastern Syria. The government stands firm on the fate of so-called Islamic widows, and a typhoon forces the cancellation of key World Cup rugby matches in Japan. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's concerned Turkey's military action in northeastern Syria could lead to a resurgence of IS. Turkey has bombed parts of northeastern Syria in an offensive that could lead to conflict with the Kurds. The Kurdish-led Democratic Forces says the airstrikes have killed at least two civilians. Mr. Morrison says he's been in touch with the United States and Turkey to express his concerns.
We are also very concerned about what this could potentially mean for the Kurdish people. We're concerned about what this may mean for the potential for the resurgence of Daesh.
And the opposition says the situation could lead to a humanitarian disaster. Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has called on Australia to express its concerns to the US about the implication of President Trump's decision to withdraw troops.
Well, look, he's the President of the United States. He makes the decision he makes. As allies, though, we can express our views, and I think it is telling that you have senior Republicans and a former military commander, amongst many others, raising concerns about this decision. And as a strong ally and friend of the United States, it is incumbent upon us to call it as we see it.
Meanwhile, the Morrison government has defended its decision to strip three more dual nationals in Syria of their Australian citizenship. Zara Duman, who fled Australia as a teenager to marry an Islamic State militant, is understood to be among those whose citizenship was cancelled. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told 2GB some of the so-called IS widows in refugee camps overseas were far from innocent parties.
The advice in relation to some of these women is far from being dragged there by their husband or boyfriend. They've gone willingly and or they're as hardcore as some of the terrorists, male terrorists that they've seen in Syria and Iraq. And these are people that would, in our judgment, not all of them, but some of them have the capacity and the potential to come back here to cause a mass casualty event.
A gunman who killed two people in eastern Germany live-streamed his attack when he attempted to enter a synagogue. The video, which has been removed from an online video game platform, shows him making anti-Semitic comments to camera before driving to the synagogue in Halle and shooting into its door. After failing to gain entry, the 27-year-old German killed a woman close to a synagogue before killing a man in a local kebab shop. This man says the suspect was dressed in a military-style outfit.
The man approached the kebab shop. I noticed immediately that something was wrong because he was wearing a helmet and had an assault rifle. Then he threw something that looked like a hand grenade with gaffer tape, which bounced back from the doorframe and did not land inside the shop.
A super typhoon threatens to wreak havoc on the Rugby World Cup in Japan, with England's pool game against France and the All Blacks clash with Italy cancelled on Saturday. Typhoon Hagibis is expected to be the biggest this year, and it's the first time in the tournament's 32-year history that matches have been abandoned. Australia's match against Georgia tomorrow before the typhoon hits is still expected to go ahead. Tournament head Alan Gilpin says the decision was not made lightly and was based on all expert advice available.
We've been intensively working through a range of detailed contingency options in partnership with the host cities, the venues and the teams to try and ensure that any impacted matches had a fair chance of being played. However, the risks are just too challenging to enable us to deliver a fair and consistent contingency approach for all teams and participants, and importantly, to provide confidence in the safety of spectators. All fans with tickets to those cancelled matches will receive a full refund.
Look at tomorrow's weather. A possible late shower, 24 degrees in Perth, 21 and sunny in Adelaide. Cloudy in Melbourne, 19. Possible late shower, 14 in Hobart. In Canberra, a shower or two, 16. Much the same for Wollongong, 17. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Showers, 2 for Newcastle, 19. Showers as well in Brisbane with a possible storm, 23. It's partly cloudy tomorrow in Cairns and 30. And it's going to be sunny in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.